Joining me right now is four-time Olympian Steve Monteghetti. Good morning.
Hi, Ash.
Now, we're only a few weeks out from the Rio Olympic Games. It's getting pretty exciting.
Oh, it's exciting. I think, you know, now hopefully the focus is on the athletics and the competition. You know, there's always other issues in the lead-up that might sort of cloud the picture, but now we can focus on the athletes. And, you know, a lot of the athletes will be in there. You know, their final preparation, a lot of selection just being finalised. So it's a very exciting time, certainly for the athletes, and I'm sure it'll be great. So I'm excited. I'm sure about the athletes themselves. I'll be nervous but excited at the same time.
Now, what happens in the final stages of Olympic preparation? What would the athletes be going through right now?
That's a good question. It varies probably from sport to sport. You know, I would have, you know, as a marathon runner, we're on the last day. So, you know, we have 16 days competition leading or till our event. So, you know, we would probably be in a holding camp for a little bit longer. I may have been selected a little bit further out. So I've sort of had preparation for me, you know, in the lead up for 6-12 months. Whereas for a lot of teams, you know, they would just be getting selected now. So it's a slightly different circumstance. But, you know, you try and let the logistics look after themselves. So you assume you're probably going, or you plan as if you're going, and put all your focus in your own preparation, and then let the logistics sort of unfold below you, and then you hopefully that allows you to be in peak condition come competition time.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's talk athletics. Who are the athletes we need to watch?
Probably we've had some really good young people qualify, especially our females are just going great. So we've had probably some surprise qualifiers. So now, in the men's 5K, we had five. Men's and women's marathon, we've had it oversubscribed. So Lyndon Hall, who qualified in 1500. So, you know, we've had oversubscription in lots of events, which is really unusual in athletes. So they're young. And then we look to more the season campaigns. You know, we've lost Sally, but obviously Jared Tallon, and probably Dane Bird-Smith, another walker in the 20K walk, who will be very competitive. Catherine Mitchell's been throwing really well in the jab in Europe. She won a competition a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, the team's actually looking pretty strong. We don't want to put pressure on, because there's a lot of younger emerging athletes who, you know, for them it will be the first international experience. But the team has actually really gone through a strong transition in the last 12 months. And, yeah, it's exciting times. And certainly, you know, I'm looking ahead to Commonwealth Games in a couple of years' time. And this experience will certainly build for a really strong performance up on the Gold Coast.
Absolutely. Now, I just have to ask you, what do you make of Sally Pearson and having to pull out for the Olympics? That must have been so hard.
Yeah, difficult for her. And it, you know, I'm so proud of her, because she could have went and yet she's such a competitor that, you know, she said, look, if I'm not going to compete at my best, and having been as successful as what she has, and obviously she has a very strong competitive nature, that, you know, that's a brave decision for her to do that. You know, she'll certainly go and help the team and be around, but such a brave thing. You know, sometimes it's easier to actually go when you're already sleeping. Oh, yeah, I want to be a part of it all. Yeah, I don't want to miss out. But she made, you know, such a tough decision. So, you know, and hopefully, you know, it's the right decision. She probably could have competed, but may have done more longer-term damage. So hopefully, you know, she allows it to settle now and to come back and be refocused.
Well, Steve Monteghetti, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks, Ash.